Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I had to get searched at TSA a while back, and only because I set off someone. I went through there, and I guess there was a piece of paper in my pocket. I forget what happened, but you know, if you have ever had that done, I feel bad mainly for the guy. It doesn't bother me so much, but they do backhand your wiener, you know, right on your pants.
Giggity.
They run your back of their hand. They make sure it's the back of their hand. But that guy has to touch the wieners, you know. And they ask you, do you want to go back in the back room? I said, no. I said, let's do it here. You know, I don't care, you know, because it's their job. It sucks for them. They go up your pant leg. But they do the backhand front of your part. And they go, have you ever had it done yet, guys?
You know? No,
I have not experienced this.
I don't look as suspicious as you.
I set it off. And he backhanded my wiener. And you could feel him push your wiener. You know.
All right.
Yeah. Not a bad looking guy, too.
They pulled me aside and took me in a room in San Antonio because I told someone at the Texas San Antonio, in Texas, by the way, that I had a firearm in my bag.
Right.
So they had to thoroughly inspect it. I don't know why. I've never had a problem before. Like when I flew to Washington State, I would tell
them. Which is crazy because in Texas you just carry a gun just on your hip and walking around everywhere.
I'm in Seattle and I say, there is a firearm in that this particular bag.
Well, you can't have it on carry-on anyway. You can't have a firearm.
Obviously, I checked them. And what they like you to do, I don't know if this is protocol, but they'd like you, at least this is what I've read, to put the weapon in one bag and the ammo in another bag, and that's what I did.
What if you're only checking one bag?
Yeah, I got that.
Good point, Puss.
You got to put them both in the same bag.
You got to check your ammo bag separately, just one little bag? Yeah.
I don't know what protocol is because I haven't flown with
you. Put
for
a bullet in your
time.
Ass, just people. One of
you think they'd
ass.
Search it less if you told them it was in there?
Yeah,
like, hey, this bag has a gun. They're like, all right, we'll look through it. Like, oh wait, we found that gun you told us about.
Like, yeah, but maybe they looked at Todd and said, we better check and see if that thing's loaded.
Yeah, when you look like that,
right,
you know.
Right.
Oh, that's right, I did load that.
Might be a little profiling, but.
Might be.
Won't bounce around. I wrapped it in the weed. Don't worry.
So what are these 10 surprising things TSA does at checkpoint, Todd? Do you have that story?
These are things you can check that you probably think you couldn't.
Can't? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but your goldfish, you can bring your emotional support goldfish onto the flight if you want.
Maybe a bag with water in it, like you wanted at a fair or something like that?
Yeah, right. Straight out of the carnival onto the flight.
I guess, you mean if you have a, but that would, what about the liquid? You only send them on a liquid.
So TSA?
You have a jar full of water, that's more than liquid.
That you transport your aquatic pal in a clear plastic container, and you're right.
There's too much liquid in that.
You can't have more than, 3.4 ounces?
They made Ryder throw out a water bottle he forgot was in his bag, of course. I mean, that's about what the liquid we needed to transport a goldfish.
Didn't just let them pour out the water?
Well, it was a plastic bottle. They just took it.
You know? Oh, okay.
But if you had a fish in that, you could take it on?
Yeah, that doesn't say any.
I see that, yeah.
People have also been known to take turtles and birds with them. And I don't know if that's okay.
Oh, you're a douche.
Fly with a turtle?
A bird. Some birds squawking your whole flight? God.
I and they, they poop a lot.
They do.
Yeah, it's probably in a big cage or something you walk in there. A small cage, maybe a parakeet cage.
Well, bird on a plane is kind of overkill. They can just fly on their own.
Oh, here you go. Hey-o. Yeah. McCook will hear that live, by the way. He'll work on that, but McCook will hear that in
the
July.
Bird is like, really?
Unless you got a peg leg and an eye patch, you ain't getting on the flight with the bird.
Yeah.
You're, that's no. Leave a bird at home.
There's a bird that's nervous about being on the plane.
You can take plants, trees, even flowers.
Again, don't.
But the TSA warns that the final decision about whether your leafy buddy can fly is up to the guy at the checkpoint. Or the one at the checkpoint.
Yeah, you don't want to risk that.
And you got to make sure it fits in the overhead bin or under your seat.
Yeah, don't. Don't take your plant on the flight. Just because you can do these things, most of them you probably shouldn't.
No.
Skeletons, artificial skeleton bones. They're okay. You can bring those on.
But
they're
fake skeletons?
Only at Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, it is mostly for Halloween decor.
But again, why? Why would just put it in a bag?
You don't want to buy them at the new place. You found a cool one on vacation.
Right.
You know,
you bought a full size skeleton as a souvenir.
And there are people that will go way out of their way. They'll do anything they can not to check luggage.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Oh my God!
Bringing on your skeleton,
right? And they can't, if you can't lift your luggage, you shouldn't be able to keep, you shouldn't put it on there, you know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pizza. I think it's rude. I don't bring food onto the plane.
People do, though.
Yeah, if it's a long flight. I mean, I get it.
Yeah,
if
I totally get it.
You're getting food
in
the terminal.
There's no food on planes.
But, you know, people will come in.
There's pretzels.
With their food from the concourse. And then they'll sit down. And then this is during the boarding process. And they got to get up with their pizza in their lap and move around again. I mean, if I bring pizza from the concourse, or whatever, food from the concourse in, I'll wait till the flight takes off before
I I got it. Wait till the flight takes off.
Don't start eating it while people are still getting on and situated. Wait till everybody's on and you're set.
Well, but make sure something smells good, man. I mean, you could have, if you ever smell like... You live next to somebody that that cooks Indian food all the time, and I like Indian food. But if you have it on a plane, it'd be like sardines. It'd be brutal. It'd be brutal, man.
Yeah. Bring on your sauerkraut.
Yeah,
or sauerkraut.
Somebody microwaved their leftover fish in the terminal and brought it on the plane. Don't do that.
Yeah, if you're going to do that,
subs,
sandwich
pizza,
or whatever,
something
that doesn't really smell.
Yeah, sandwich, sub, pizza, you know.
Which is basically what they sell in the terminal. If your flight is leaving it right at lunchtime or dinner time and it's a long flight, I get you want to take some food.
But this is different. This is taking your pizza through security.
Oh, through TSA. Yeah. That's true.
Apparently you can take
your
pizza
through
security.
Oh, you can do that. Oh, okay.
Security.
That's true. That's a different. Yeah, don't do that. That's stupid.
Oh, Todd, what kind of bird should be able to fly?
Oh, but the peacock.
No. Great tits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see them on flights all the time.
I thought he was going peacock, too.
I saw three pair of those on a couple flights recently. Yeah.
Six birds.
They
huh?
do fly tits, in pairs. Right?
Six great tits.
They do fly in pairs, right, yeah. I saw six great tits. Not five like you normally see. I saw six, right.
Oh, but don't hide weapons or illegal paraphernalia in your pizza.
Well, okay.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can take the pizza, but not the weapons.
Do you have to put that on the conveyor belt?
Oh, probably.
Oh, yeah. You probably do. Yeah, I've never seen it, but you're right. That is done. They're bringing
but
it.
But I could see,
concourse.
like they say in this article, like if you go, somebody in Chicago wants to take home a whole Chicago deep dish, and they just want to go and carry it through TSA. I mean, yeah, I guess you can, but again, should you?
Well, most major airports now, you're through TSA before all the great restaurants and bars are anyway. I mean, Omaha's going to be that way. It's going to be
but
that way.
But it's not now, and there
it's
really,
not now.
There
it's
really
not
isn't
now.
A place to sit down and have a decent meal but, you at know, the Omaha airport.
It's not now, but it will be, right.
But you know there's somebody who's gotten a whole pizza at the pizza place in Chicago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gone
yeah.
to the airport or, with that whole anywhere, pizza yeah. in their hand. Well, I'm taking
right.
my pizza with me.
Right. And whatever that city's famous for, you're right, Push, can be
right.
anything. Right.
You know, I got a container of gumbo with me leaving New Orleans. I'm going to take this with me through TSA.
I don't know if they've ever flown with it, but there's a certain kind of pizza that I don't really think is all that great. But every time Miranda comes home, she's got to have that pizza. Cause it reminds, and every time Christy's brother comes home, he's got to have that pizza. I don't know if they've flown back with it. I think we ship it to him once in a while.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that pizza either.
I think I know what you're talking about, too, and I don't think it's that great either.
Well, no. It must be an Omaha thing. It must be a born and raised in Omaha thing, and we were not.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. We're born and raised.
There's another thing that
don't say it out loud. They might
right after you
someday.
Just said you don't like it.
Yeah. There's another thing that everybody in this town loves that I think are way overrated, and I'm not going to say it.
I know what you're talking about. It starts with an R.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder how many of these pizzas that go through security end up with one less slice than it went into the belt.
That should be it, though.
The TSA guy just hanging out, eating part of your pizza.
They say a lot of these things. It's up to the discretion of the TSA agent. If I'm the TSA agent, I'm going, you can have the pizza, but I'm taking a slice.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your sports balls. You can bring your sports balls. You can carry those on. Even a bowling ball. But not a bowling pin. Bowling pins
are prohibited.
That's a weapon.
Yeah,
that's a weapon.
Yeah, that can be used as a bludgeoning weapon.
Bowlers don't carry around their own pins, by the way. So because
unless
you
really,
what if you just bowled a 300?
Yeah, they might have gotten
point.
A commemorative
souvenir.
Pin.
Of course they do. You're
somewhere.
Right. You're right. Yeah. I didn't know. By the way, if you have an eagle at the Masters, you get the flag.
Really?
Yeah. The guy hit an eagle like the second or third day. I'm watching it live, and he walked up and pulled the flag out, gave it to his caddy. It was his.
They just have spare flags ready to go?
They had to put a spare flag. They put a flag in after that. But I guess the caddy, you get to keep the flag if you have an eagle at Masters.
I know you get the 18 flag if you win. You see that all the time.
But anywhere on the course, an eagle is you get a flag.
Huh. You get the flag when you make a hole-in-one in the par 3 contest?
Probably not par three.
Because doesn't that happen at least 3-4 times every year?
They had four holes in one this year.
Yeah.
Which will show you that the holes in one sometimes require skill. I mean, there's a lot of holes in one.
Par threes are chipping putts, aren't they?
People are lucky.
The one there is kind of a chipping putt, isn't it?
Those pin placements are very hole in one friendly.
Right.
They're all like at the bottom of a bowl.
Yeah, but, they kind of hit it on the mark.
Well,
those guys are good.
Yeah, I mean, they're professionals for a reason, but they do them a favor with those pin placements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the par three thing's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, they want the hole in ones.
They don't. If you ever carried a bowling pin onto a plane, we'll take that call. All right. You're a little bit tough, yeah. That would be a weapon, by the way.
I would
still looking for anybody wrecked their car having sex driving it. You know, I'm not talking about masturbating. You know,
no, actually, with a partner,
we get a lot of those emails. You know, I was masturbating listening to you guys in the car. You know,
there's a few more items.
Can't help it
that you can't take on the TSA.
What are they?
Oh, we'll get to them after the break.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Cameron Logson later on too. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.